This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Syrian pianist and composer Malik Jandaley has performed all over the globe with some of the world's most prestigious orchestras, but his heart and passion remain in Syria. At the start of the Arab Spring, he turned from performance to composition and wrote a piece entitled I Am My Homeland. The piece sparked controversy in the United States and in Syria. Now Malik uses his talent to help raise funds for children suffering in the Syrian conflict. He's going to perform this evening at 7:30 at the Voice of the Free Syrian Children concert, and that'll be at Nelson Music Room in Duke's East Campus. But first, Malik Jandaley joins us right here. Good to have you here. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And I should say welcome back because you went to the School of the Arts, right?
Absolutely. Actually, North Carolina was the first step coming back home from Syria in 1994.
Well, so you were raised in Syria, actually born in Germany, am I right about that?
Absolutely.
And then came here. How did you get to North Carolina?
I had a full scholarship right after high school, and I landed up here in Winston-Salem at the School of the Arts to advance my studies in music and composition.
Wow. And then, to raise a little money after that, you had a weekend job playing the organ at a church in Concord, is that right?
Absolutely.
Wow. Just to set the record straight, you are Muslim?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so there we got the Muslim organist at the church in Concord, the Christian church in Concord. How'd that go?
That's America.
I guess you're right.
As an American artist, you know, I cherish and I'm delighted to use my freedom and my tools to be a free artist. And being an organist, it was such an amazing and touching experience at St. James and the wonderful people of Concord, North Carolina. I hope it was as meaningful for them as it was for me. And it drove back home that people are people, no matter where, no matter who. And it was a great 11 years at St. James Church, Catholic Church in Concord, where I played the organ, the funerals, baptisms. And that's what America is all about.
You said that there was a point after 9/11 that you wondered how things would go for you. Tell us about that and tell us how it went.
During my church years being an organist, I became a U.S. citizen, and we celebrated that. And that was transformational in my life, having those rights and celebrating my democracy and my human rights. And then September 11 hits. It was a positive experience in a way because I was embraced by my family, my American family here in North Carolina. And we were united in music. We were united in humanity. I would say good versus evil.
Well, and this idea of freedom of expression in a democracy where we are still protecting the rights of the artists here in this country is very important to you. And it was something that apparently became even more important during Arab Spring. Tell us about how you were feeling and what was happening to you and your family.
Absolutely. You know, when the Arab Spring erupted, and especially the peaceful Syrian revolution in March of 2011, the people of Syria, especially the children, are the ones who actually started it with drawing and writing slogans of freedom, dignity, justice, and human rights. And they were faced with this brutal, vicious attacks by this dictatorship. And what they were chanting in the streets of Syria is similar to what Patrick Henry, some 200 years ago in 1775 in Virginia, they were chanting, give me liberty or give me death. They wanted to be liberated like Americans are, similar to our revolution and the French Revolution. And as a free American artist, I was obligated to be their voice, because I wasn't under dictatorship, and I was obligated and I felt responsibility to use my tools and use my music to be their voice. And I realized for the first time in my life the soft power of art. And I switched from music as an entertainment to music as art and as a universal message of human rights and peace.
You wrote a piece called My Homeland.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
I am my homeland. A few hours after the first bullet hits that innocent Syrian child, and I would like to remind the audience, what is more immoral or inhumane than hurting a child? As an artist, I was empowered and inspired by the war crimes that Syrian children were faced, and I composed the first ever song, "I Am My Homeland," without specifying where my homeland is, because my citizenship is humanity. And it says, "I am my homeland is me. My love is fire in my heart. When am I going to see you free?" This piece of music was my way of saying, here I am as an artist.
We have a clip, a little piece from "I Am My Homeland," and I'd like to play it right now.
وطني أنا وأنا وطني وطني أنا وأنا وطني حبك نار في فؤادي متى أراك يوما حرا يا وطني وطني أنا وأنا وطني وطني أنا وأنا وطني حبك نار في فؤادي متى أراك يوما حرا يا وطني يوم تعلو في سماك شمس الكرم وللوفاء والحب يكتب القلم يوم تعلو في سماك شمس الكرم وللوفاء والحب يكتب القلم يوم تسقى أرضك من نهر القيم من دم الشهيد وأصحاب الهمم ويهتف الشعب حرية الأمم حرية الأمم
That is a little clip from "I Am My Homeland," composed by Malek Jandali. He is a musician and composer who's going to perform this evening at 7:30 at the Nelson Music Room on Duke's East Campus. And my guest right now, can you guide us, help us a little bit with the lyrics? What were we singing there?
It was saying simply, "I am my homeland, and my homeland is me. My love is fire in my heart. When am I going to see you free?" And the key word is free. I believe that what really bothered the regime, freedom and music. And I never realized that a piece of music will actually do that much damage to my parents.
Well, tell us about how it did. You played this in Lafayette Park outside the White House, right?
Absolutely. We performed it at Lafayette Park, just steps from the Oval Office. And 72 hours later, the Assad dictatorship sent his thugs to attack my dad, who is a physician, and my mom, who is a chemistry and physics teacher, in my hometown Homs, Syria. They couldn't touch me because I'm an American citizen. So they went after my elderly parents. They handcuffed my dad. They made him go up to my home. And they started to beat my mom in front of my dad in her bedroom. And it was such an experience and a learning experience that music was so powerful across the oceans. Here's a piece of music that shook an entire dictatorship. And for the first time, I realized the soft power of art. Mm. And I told myself, art is the way. Art is the reason, and music is the way.
And to finish that story a little bit, your parents did get out of Syria, and they're now here in the United States, right?
Absolutely. Shortly after the attack, I contacted the U.S. Embassy, and we managed to get them out, and now they're living here in Atlanta, where I reside. Another story about Watani Ana, if I may. the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, they tried to actually ban my song here in the United States. And I would like to mention that because I want to show you how dictatorship is not just limited to the boundaries of Syria. It is all over, and it's actually affecting non-profit organizations all over the world. And the result of that incident was a lawsuit that I launched against that organization because it was an infringement of my rights as an American artist. And the moral of the story, we are so interconnected today globally, where what's going on in Syria affects all of us. Yeah. And the first revolution that we have in Syria was actually the invention of the alphabet in Ugarit. And I think we won't...
I want to talk about that now because it's that alphabet and that language that also gave us the first written music that we know about. And it's a piece that you're going to perform based on this replica of a clay tablet that I'm holding in my hand that has this oldest song that we know about. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. My question to you and to the wonderful audience, can you imagine the world today without letters? Can you imagine the world today without music, the music notation? We wouldn't have had the Great Mass of Bach or the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven or Shostakovich's Seventh Symphony for the children. That's how the Syrian civilizations, when they were actually enjoying freedom, that's how much they contributed to humanity at large. The alphabet, the music notation. Let me surprise you. Steve Jobs' Jandali is actually the inventor of the Apple Macintosh and the iPhone and the iPad. His father is Abdel Fattah Jandali from Homs, Syria. So we are everywhere.
He's given us the latest language. iOS has replaced Ugarit. So tell us about how old is the song, and tell us about it. First, tell us about the song. How old it is, and what's going on in the song?
Absolutely, 1400 BC. That's before Jesus Christ, before Muhammad, before Moses. It's about a Syrian woman who couldn't bear children, asking God at the time, why can't I have children, even though I'm a wonderful, good woman? It's a lament. It's a prayer about a woman. It's engraved on these wonderful clay tablets in Ugarit. It was composed for a kinnara, which is similar to a lyre, that they also invented. And that's the first ever known music notation that we have today. And Dr. Ann Kilmer from UCLA spent 40-plus years decoding the music of this wonderful hymn.
Where was it found?
It was actually discovered in Syria, in Ugarit, Syria.
Wow.
That's a great civilization that invented both the alphabet and the musical notes. And the original tablet is at the Damascus Museum. And I pray to God that it hasn't been looted or destroyed due to the bombings of this dictator.
So it's interesting. This really is music. I have this clay tablet or the replica in my hands, and there seemed to be a dividing line, right? There's a line down the center of this thing. So it's the musical notation on top.
Correct. These two lines divide the music notations from the lyrics of that lament. And for many, many years, archaeologists actually couldn't understand the music notes. It took another set of tablets that were discovered in Ur, Iraq, and actually those tablets had the instructions of how to write music. And comparing both tablets, archaeologists discovered that actually we have music. And that proves how important music was to this civilization. The only engraved and documented laws and important events and major achievements. So to have this piece of music shows us how important music was to ancient civilizations in Mesopotamia and ancient Syria.
We're going to hear a piece of this music when we close our show. What we will hear, though, is your interpretation. It would have been only played on one stringed instrument. There wouldn't have been multiple parts.
Correct.
So you've done a little bit of improvisation. So tell us about the benefit tonight and where the money goes.
Absolutely. My current project is the Voice of the Free Syrian Children. It's a project to raise both awareness and much-needed humanitarian aid to the suffering Syrian children. And I emphasize on the children because we artists, especially musicians, have the obligation to cross through the socio-political and the religious and all these barriers right into the human heart. And my concert is just my attempt to be their voice in their noble quest for freedom and human rights. And I invite everybody to the Nielsen Room concert hall tonight at Duke University for this meaningful humanitarian benefit concert.
Malik, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Syrian pianist and composer Malik Jandali will perform. He has performed all over the world, and he is going to perform again tonight at the Nelson Auditorium, at Nelson Music Room, I should say, Duke's East Campus at 7:30. It's called Voices of the Free Syrian Children. It's the opening event of this year's Duke-UNC Consortium for Middle East Studies, an annual conference on arts and revolution. And this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. We leave you now with a piece of music, the world's oldest written music, as performed by Malik Jandali. Thank you.